السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مولانا مفتي أكو صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of us with afiyat. Allah grant you ilm nafi, and may the beautiful advice and nasiha that you render every morning benefit the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wassalam. Hadrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
جزاكم الله خيرا. نزلك عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم من آمين to those wonderful du'as. الله أكبر. We mentioned Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and how our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Quran of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so the Quran and the Hadith defend Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and that we as Muslims don't blame Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam for coming to this world. But we believe that this is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah created Adam alayhi salam and his offspring to be vicegerents of Allah, the khalifas of Allah on this earth. Now we mentioned to you some other anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and how the Quran Kareem defends them, because Quran is the defender, is the protector, is in control and in charge of all the previous books. That's why one of the descriptions of the Quran is Muhaymin, the supervisor. Meaning whatever is incorrect that has crept into the previous books, the Quran Kareem censors it and checks it, something for our understanding like quality control. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, he is from the offspring of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and he's mentioned throughout the Quran Kareem no less than 43 times. And subhanAllah, Allah tells us greatly how he called to Allah, how he advocated the truth, how he spread the word of Allah, how he went to the people and he strove in Allah's way, reaching humanity, reaching out to the people, calling them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine in one of the chapters, Allah Ta'ala speaks about him greatly. In the 12th juz of the Quran Kareem, which is Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us greatly about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Then there's a chapter dedicated to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, which is chapter 71 of the Quran Kareem, subhanAllah. And interestingly, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned 43 times in the Quran Kareem in 28 juz of the Quran, 28 surahs of the Quran Kareem, and that equals to 71. And Surah Nuh is 71, and 71 is the Surah Nuh plus 43 times the amount of times Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in Al Quran Al Kareem, and that makes it 114. So mashallah, in this chapter, and there's 114 chapters in the Quran Kareem, in this chapter of Hazrat Nuh, Allah tells us, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. He would say, oh Allah. He's making dua. Allah is telling us about the dua of Hazrat Nuh. Oh Allah, I gave my people da'wat night and day. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. And my dua, my da'wat, My calling them to you, Allah, my exhorting them that they should repent and change and come to you, would only increase them in aversion and in flight from me. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. Oh my Allah, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعُوتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. And every time I call them to turn to you so that they can acquire your forgiveness, so that you may forgive them, my Allah. لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Ya Allah, جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. Ya Allah, they placed their fingers in their ears. Now this is the emphasis of how they were mocking and belittling Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, disrespecting him. He's talking to them, they're putting their fingers in their ears. And now he still carries on making an effort on them. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. Oh my Allah, they cover their faces. They wrap their faces, they cover their faces with their shawls. Imagine you speaking to someone, you're talking to him politely, nicely, explaining to him something beneficial to him, and he puts his finger or his fingers in his ears. Who would have the courage to still continue? Look at Hazrat Nuh. They now block their faces and he still carries on. Oh Allah, the more I go to them, the more they persist in defiance and denial. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Oh Allah, they were adamant in this, arrogantly, haughtily. Oh my Allah, then I would raise my voice so that the words would penetrate their ears and would go through the finger and enter into the ear to permeate the heart. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Oh my Allah, then I would call them to you and I would advocate the truth to them openly. And then I would go to them privately. I would go to them collectively. I would go to them individually. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Oh my people, turn to your Lord. Turn to Allah. He will forgive you. And then he tells them the blessings of turning to Allah and repenting and changing. Subhanallah. One of the points I want to share with you, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had 80 some odd people who embraced Islam. He made effort on them, he taught them, he guided them. But this reaction here was not of the Muslims. This reaction mentioned in the Quran, where they would reject him and they would insult him and they would block their faces and they would put their fingers in their ears, this was the reaction of the non-Muslim. And he continued giving them da'wat, subhanallah, for 950 years. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Allah, 1,000 years, but 50. Quran expresses it like that because Quran's method of expression is most amazing. And in this method of expression, it's an indication to the 950 years of difficulty. And in that, there's some indication with the word ama, that there were some years thereafter of prosperity where the believers were left and spared on this earth after the deluge. So that's why the Quran, instead of saying 950, Quran says 1,000, but 50, minus 50. That's Quran's beautiful way of expressing and encompassing most eloquently and emphatically. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made hundreds of years of effort upon the non-Muslims. And subhanallah, the Quran Kareem is teaching us this about Hazrat Nuh. That Hazrat Nuh gave so much of da'wat. Interestingly, in chapter 72 of the Quran, Allah tells us about the jinn kind. And they also, the background is quite interesting. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to give da'wat in another town called Ta'if. And the people really insulted him, hurt him, rejected him, physically and verbally. What words they told him, Ya Allah. What painful, hurtful, disrespectful words they spoke to our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he relentlessly carried on. And then, not only that, they stoned him. He bled, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was him and Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha together on that amazing, extraordinary journey to Ta'if. Ya Allah. Then they took resort in a garden. It had belonged to Utbah and Shaybah of the Meccan society. The Meccans and the elite of Makkah used to purchase property in Ta'if. And then they had happened to be in their farm, their garden, and they were moved by the sight. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's emotion and the way he was tortured in Makkah, in Ta'if. They even sent their servant, who was their slave, Addas, with a plate of grapes for the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want you to study the amazing interaction of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Addas. Addas, who was a slave, but our beloved spoke to him so kindly. Such beautiful interaction, Ya Allah, that Addas finally embraced Islam. Allah's Nabi said, Bismillah. Addas was inspired. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted him, asked him about his environs, where is he from? And when he mentioned Nineveh, our Nabi mentioned, you know, my brother comes from there. He says, what do you mean your brother? Hazrat Yunus, my brother Yunus alayhi salam. He is my brother. He is Allah's Nabi. I am Allah's Nabi. Oh, Addas started kissing the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he embraced Islam. It's beautiful events about Addas thereafter, what happened and so forth. So we say Hazrat Addas. You get Hazrat Abbas and then you get Hazrat Addas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was received or was approached then by Hazrat Jibreel and the angel in charge of the mountain ranges surrounding Taif and Makkah Mukarramah. And Jibreel alayhi salam says, Allah sent and designated this angel waiting for your permission. What permission he wanted? One instruction. And everyone in Makkah and Taif will be terminated. Now imagine how he was insulted physically, how he was hurled with, you know, disrespectful remarks, and then he was tortured with stones, that he was bleeding. When he would fall, he would be picked up and he would be scoffed at and mocked at and belittled, ya Allah. In that, I must mention to you, there was an elderly lady. She called him in, she took him in, and she served him some barley. Allah's Nabi gave her da'wat. Remember her name, Ruqayqa. Ruqayqa radiallahu anha. Allah's Nabi gave her da'wat. Ma, never ascribe a partner unto Allah. My friend, the doctor saw to you. He did your operation. He does your treatment. That helper helps you in your home, cleans the home for you, helps in your meal at times, or your staff working for you for so many years. Take some pity, my friend. Take some pity, my mother. Take some pity, my father, my brother, my sister. Share the word. Our beloved says to her, Ma, never ascribe a partner unto the Maker, unto the Almighty Allah, Almighty God. You know, years later, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met the sons of Ruqayqa, Thaqafiyya, radiallahu anha. And he asked her about her, asked them about her. They said, you know, our mother upheld the advice you gave her till her last, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each of us can inspire somebody. Each one teach one. Each one invite one. Invite one non-Muslim to Allah. There's good people out there waiting to hear the truth. Waiting, looking for the truth, but they're scared to ask. Now, Allah tells us about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's return, and then he performed salah in the valley, and then the jinn approached and listened to the Quran. And that's the theme of the next chapter, 72. And subhanAllah, when they heard the Quran, they were motivated. They immediately embraced Islam. And on two occasions, Allah tells us in the Quran, Ahqaf and Surah Jinn, not only did they embrace Islam, immediately, instantaneously, they started da'wah in their life. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا. Immediately they went to give da'wah, to tell the non-Muslim of their people, oh, our people. And they spoke so ethically, so wisely. قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ وَآمِنُوا بِي يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ وَيُجِرْكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أليم. ومن لا يجب داعي الله فليس بمعجز في الأرض ولا في السماء. أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض ولم يعي بخلقهن بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى بلى إنه على كل شيء قدير. Interestingly, this last verse, one opinion is it's also part of the da'wah of the jinn. The second opinion is this is Allah telling us that the jinn gave da'wah up to this verse, and y'all, O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, y'all can also explain to the people Allah's greatness with these examples as well. So regarding this last verse I read, there's two opinions as far as whether it was also part of the da'wah of the jinn or it is Allah teaching us other methods of da'wah and other words. Imagine Allah is telling us what words we can give in our da'wah. Respected ummah, there's nothing more emphatic in the Quran than this. and repeated in the Quran. Imagine, Allah didn't just tell us the jinn went and gave da'wah. Allah even tells us what da'wah they gave. Then the next two chapters is Muzammil and Muddathir. Now here, subhanAllah, 73 and 74, Allah is telling us, among other themes, but in detail, how our beloved gave da'wah. So if you look at the sequence of the verses, in Surah Ma'arij, Allah says, O my Nabi, make beautiful sabr. The next surah says, Surah Nuh, how Hazrat Nuh made sabr in da'wah. Then Allah tells us, even the jinn gave so much of da'wah. And then our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave so much of da'wah in detail. Then the sequence and the context is telling us, O Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what about you? Meaning, what about us? Are we not going to give da'wah? And there's no Nabi to come. Inshallah, I'll just finish this point here that we have to do da'wah. Alaihi tells us about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, the next discussion will be how the Quran Kareem defends Hazrat Nuh from the incorrect remarks and the distortions that had crept in concerning his life, and those distortions that are not true. So the Quran defends these great people. So we'll mention to you what the previous books say and how the Quran Kareem corrects it and mentions to us what was the correct version, what Hazrat Nuh actually did. What they are saying, he didn't do that. That's lies and false allegations against the greatest of people. Allah give us توفيق وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.